Many Republicans across Michigan and the country are assessing how they feel about their party's presumptive presidential candidate, Donald Trump. Supporters often say his brash style and controversial stands are just what's needed to shake up Washington. But it's also not uncommon to hear remarks like this one.
I don't think there's any question the Republican Party is in complete disarray and it's in complete dysfunction. There are so many factions that spend more time fighting each other than trying to defeat Democrats. So I think it's just in complete disarray.
That's former state Republican Senate leader Ken Sikkema. It's all part of what Real Clear Politics yesterday called the GOP's maddening Trump conundrum. We welcome to Current State two mid-Michigan Republicans, neither of whom wanted Donald Trump as the party's presidential candidate. Saul Anousis was the chairman of Senator Ted Cruz's Michigan campaign. Saul, welcome back to Current State.
Great to be with you.
And Jeff Timmer is on the phone with us today. He was the Michigan campaign director for candidate John Kasich, governor of Ohio. Jeff Timmer, welcome.
Thank you.
Saul Anousis, briefly summarize for us your thoughts about Trump as the presidential candidate for the GOP.
Well, obviously, my first choice was Ted Cruz, and so I was a little bit disappointed. But, I'm a movement conservative. I kind of come at this from a little bit of a different perspective. So having a candidate like Donald Trump, who is a populist, who basically kind of swings with the mood with regards to where he is on the issues, concerns me a little bit. I don't know exactly where he's going to stand on any specific issue. I'm not sure where he's going to evolve to or end up on. So, I have some serious concerns, and obviously I'm going to listen, and I'm a delegate to the convention, so I actually will be one of those unbound delegates that have a vote in this process. And I think there's a lot of conservatives around the country that are kind of taking a wait-and-see attitude and taking a look at where Donald Trump ultimately ends up on some of the most important issues for us as a party.
Jeff Timmer, same question for you. How do you feel about Trump?
Well, I agree very much with what Saul said. Donald Trump is suspect on key issues. There are those who say, well, at least he's better than Hillary Clinton. And, what we've seen so far is not a single shred of evidence that says he's better than Clinton on any of the key issues. There's not a shred of evidence that says he can be trusted on any of the key issues. And there's plenty of evidence to the contrary.
You're both invoking concerns about policy. What about personality? Does Trump's brash personality concern you, Saul Anousis?
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, this is going to be the leader of the free world. This is somebody who has to deal with foreign leaders from around the world, obviously. There will be a lot of very controversial issues that come up and some very hot issues and some very important issues that ultimately might send our sons and daughters into harm's way. So to have somebody who is as flippant as Donald Trump has been, at least in debates and in his public persona, again, causes some pause, some concern. And I think that, you're talking about a position that, people are very frustrated. I mean, I think Trump is a phenomenon of how frustrated the American voter is, how frustrated they are with both of the leading parties, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. There's mass frustration out there. And Donald Trump is kind of the love child that has come from that. And I think we're in a very difficult situation today where people have to make a tough decision. Do you stay with a Hillary Clinton that's going to give us another 4 to 8 years of the same kind of policies that I think has really drove this country down in some pretty tough spots? Or do you take a chance with somebody like a Donald Trump? And I guess the third alternative is we still haven't gotten to the convention yet. And, there's a chance that this convention could, go a third way.
Jeff Timmer, what do you say to your fellow Republicans who like Donald Trump and say, hey, he's just the guy to shake up Washington? We hear that all the time from his supporters.
Well, I don't think a brash style or a bold style is necessarily a bad thing. I think the style that Donald Trump has demonstrated is a bad thing. And I think that it bodes poorly for Republicans running down ticket, not only in Michigan, but across the country. And I don't think a candidate who has said the things that he said that offend so many people, when you have an 80% unfavorable rating among women voters in November, I don't believe a candidate like that can win. And I fear that, it will be, to quote Donald Trump's favorite word, a disaster for Republicans down ballot unless we figure out a strategy to separate those other Republican candidates from Donald Trump and do it sooner rather than later.
Solon Nueces, what do you, I mean, you must encounter fellow Republicans who say, and to some extent, you probably would like to shake up Washington.
Well, absolutely.
But why isn't Trump the guy?
Well, I'm not sure he's not. Look, my hope is that eventually I would like to support the Republican nominee. I would like to see us come out of the convention united. Because I do think Hillary Clinton is somebody that will be dangerous for this country and will put us in a position that I would not like to see. I think it will change the country as we know it today. So having said that, though, but there's still a lot of concerns, but there's still a lot of time. I mean, who is the real Donald Trump? He's a showman. He plays the game very well. He has been elected based on his bravado and how he's, you know, been able to entertain the country. And look, I think a lot of people want to shake up Washington, and I think that's one of the appeals that many of the candidates had. We had 17 people running for president of the United States, all of them offering a very different vision than Hillary Clinton was presenting. But Donald Trump now is the presumptive nominee. He has to make his case to all the Republicans. We're a center-right coalition. I mean, I disagree with Ken Sikkema that we're, you know, kind of in a that this party is in a disaster. We're a growing party. So we're having growing pains. We have the Tea Party movement. We have traditional conservatives. We have social conservatives. And so as we pull together as a party, it is incumbent on the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, to pull this party together. And so far, you know, he's taking baby steps in that direction rather than basically saying, look, he's going to, you know, pull everyone together and actually put a argument forward that the center-right coalition can support.
Some Republicans, some of whom who have severely criticized Donald Trump, are getting behind him. Back in September, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal excoriated Trump, an egomaniac, not a serious person. It's all an act and the joke is on us. Just a few of his comments. And though Bobby Jindal says Donald Trump has still not evolved, he now says he supports Trump in the presidential race. Here's Mr. Jindal on Fox News offering two reasons for his support.
One, that the people have spoken, and that's important. Unlike many in the establishment, I think it's important that we listen to voters in Republican primaries that are telling us they're frustrated and they're mad, not only at President Obama, but also at the Republican leadership. But secondly, and even more importantly, but we're down to a binary choice. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he's a conservative, but I do think he is better than Hillary Clinton.
Jeff Timmer, could you respond to those? I mean, what about the anybody but Hillary line of thought?
Well, as I said earlier, I don't think there's enough evidence to think that he is the lesser of two evils. And there's plenty of evidence to the contrary. You know, we're facing a situation where both of the leading party candidates have the potential to drive our country off the cliff, and we're just deciding which car to get in. And I don't think that's much of a choice.
What about the Supreme Court decision that the next president is likely to make, Solon Nueces? Is that enough to make you reconsider your resistance to Trump?
Well, that's probably one of the leading criteria that actually makes me open to Trump. I mean, you know, I disagree with Jeff a little bit in the sense that I think it is the, you know, what is the better of the two evils? I am not excited about a Donald Trump candidacy, but that doesn't mean I can't support him and I can't vote for him. I sure hope we have another alternative, and I still believe that this convention could be an open convention. You know, when the gavel goes down, if they don't change the rules, all these delegates become unbound, and anything could theoretically happen. Now, not likely, but there's still a lot of discussion about it. So this gives Trump an opportunity to kind of move in the direction and make the commitments that are important to conservatives around this country to make sure that we do have a better choice than Hillary Clinton.
If that unfolds just the way you described it, you're a delegate here. How will you vote in the second time around?
Well, it depends on the first time around. It depends on what my options are, right? So if there are some other options, some people were floating a Cruz Rubio ticket. I said, you know, I think that would be a conservative's dream. I think that there are other candidates who potentially could emerge. But at this stage of the game, I mean, Trump looks like the presumptive nominee. Now it's up to him to unite the party. Now it's up to him to lay down his agenda that makes the party comfortable. I mean, if you take a look at these candidates, I mean, we knew where Rand Paul was on the issues. We knew where Jeb Bush was going to come from on the issues. Whether we agreed or disagreed, there was a philosophical basis to where they came from. Today, it's kind of just pure politics. And I'm not really comfortable with that. I want to have somebody, whether I agree or disagree with them, I prefer somebody with a philosophical grounding so I at least have an idea when I wake up the next day what's going to happen in this country.
Saul Anuzis was chairman of Senator Ted Cruz's Michigan campaign. Jeff Timmer also joins us. He was the Michigan campaign director for Republican candidate John Kasich, governor of Ohio. Jeff Timmer, yesterday Donald Trump met with House Speaker Paul Ryan, and last week, we all know, Ryan said he wasn't prepared to endorse Trump, at least yet. Now, today's reports indicate a pledge to work together to defeat Hillary Clinton, but still no endorsement. But in Paul Ryan's words, they're planting the seeds, I believe it was of compromise, planting the seeds of some kind of compromise here. How important is that? What do you take from the Trump-Ryan meeting?
Well, I think it's from Paul Ryan's perspective, he has to hold together a very fractious caucus in Washington, and which is now at the greatest strength since any time since 1920. There's more Republicans in Washington than at any time since 1920. And so his goal is to maintain that majority in the House of Representatives. And I think he's rightly concerned about the effect of Donald Trump's candidacy on his candidate's ability to win, given the campaign that Trump has run so far. And I think that's the reason for his caution and his lukewarm comments to date.
One feature of this that's intrigued me for months is Trump's immunity to any kind of policy litmus test. Now, you've both invoked concerns about policy here, but he has been pro-choice. He's voiced support in the past for single-payer health care plans, both of those unacceptable positions to many Republicans. And yet, in Donald Trump, you have a Republican candidate for president with that very history. What do you make of Trump's success, Saul Anuzis?
Well, I think that will be one of the most interesting post-election studies we've ever had. I honestly don't know. I think that this is reflective of how mad the country is. I think this is reflective of how frustrated voters are. And Donald Trump was able to kind of tap into that and take advantage of it. But the idea that voters are ignoring key issues, the idea that voters are ignoring his kind of bravado, the idea that voters are ignoring some of the things that he has actually done and supported in the past, just because they want to shake it up, just because he's someone new, just because he's somebody fresh, is worrisome. I mean, you know, you would hope that voters would have a little deeper philosophical and issue-based mentality with regards to doing this. And again, I mean, whether you're on the right or the left, my argument has always been, kind of get involved, support something, get behind the issues that you care about. And, some of my best friends are liberal Democrats, but we agree to disagree, but we have a reason why we're there. Here, it's kind of like, he could turn around and say, well, I'm going to do it this way this time around. And the flip-flopping is no longer an issue. And again, there's no philosophical basis. I mean, he's not a movement conservative. He's not a religious guy. He's just a very practical guy who wants to be president of the United States. And that is a little bit concerning.
To Jeff Timmer, to what extent do you feel the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate is at risk?
Well, I feel that the Senate is at great risk. And today would fall to the Democrats. And I believe for the longest time people thought the U.S. House was going to be safe, that they would recede in numbers but be safe from a Democrat takeover. I don't know that that holds true.
What about the House? I've even heard some people say the House could be at risk.
Oh, definitely the House could be at risk. The majority in legislatures are at risk. You know, I also disagree with what Ken Sikkim had said about a party in disarray. The Republican Party today is at the greatest strength of any time in the last 100 years. When you look at the numbers in Congress and state legislatures across the country, statewide elected officials across the country, and that could all be at risk in one election.
Yeah, but it's still a very fractious coalition, it would appear.
Well, it's a growing coalition. I mean, fractious in the sense that, we have people who are passionate about the issues. What makes us fractious isn't personalities, it's basically issues. And so, that's also our strength. I mean, we have Tea Party people who are very passionate about why they got involved in this process. We have social conservatives. We have economic conservatives. We have foreign affairs hawks. All of these people come together because they believe in something and they believe in a center-right coalition. And so I think that's part of our strength. And yes, absolutely, it's part of our challenge, but that's what part party leaders try to do is bring people together with somebody who ultimately, once an election is over, can unite this party and say, look, you may not have gotten everything, but you're at 80%, you're at 70%. And today, a lot of people are concerned if we're at 10 or 20%. And that's what we're waiting to see.
Michigan Republican Saul Anousis and Jeff Timmer are with me. We're talking about Donald Trump and his inside path to the nomination for Republican candidate for president. There's been plenty of talk of changing the convention rules. There's been talk of third-party candidates. Jeff Timmer, given the resistance you have, what would you like to see happen in the next 6 months or so?
Well, what I would love to see is a viable third-party candidate who could deny Clinton or Trump some electoral votes in enough states to force the election into the House of Representatives. That would be the ideal situation if Trump emerges from the convention as the Republican nominee.
Saul Anousis, what about you?
Well, look, I'd like to see the Republicans win this election. And so, you know, from my perspective, you know, if I had a magic wand to wave today, I would see a Cruz Rubio ticket come out of the convention as a consensus that Republicans could rally around and actually win a November election.
What would you put the odds of that at?
1%.
Okay, not a lot of confidence.
I'd be happy to support that ticket. And I would have been happy to support any of the 16 other candidates other than Trump.
Assuming Trump is the candidate, tell me where each of you is on what you will do or who you will vote for in November.
Well, look, I'm taking a wait and see attitude. I want to support the Republican nominee. I want us to emerge from the convention united. So, if Donald Trump makes his case to conservatives around the country, and we feel comfortable, I hope I will be jumping on that bandwagon participating. If not, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Jeff Timmer, what about you?
I don't believe Donald Trump can be trusted. And if he emerges as the nominee, I don't intend to support either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Do you think Trump's success is a harbinger of presidential candidates to come? Do you think that this scenario that we've been watching, this brash shoot from the hip political novice, is more likely to be a part of the future because of his success this year, Saul?
No, I think he will be an example of what went wrong. I think that the American people will say, you know, we tried, we got frustrated, we went kind of off the cliff, so to speak, and we'll come back and start looking for rational, intelligent, thoughtful leaders that, you know, we traditionally elect on both sides of the aisle.
Jeff?
I agree. I think that this is the national equivalent of when Jeffrey Flagler won the Democrat nomination for governor here in Michigan. It's a one-time phenomenon.
I sometimes view it as the reality TV presidential campaign, and I'm not sure reality TV is going anywhere, is not going away anytime soon. I want to thank both of our guests. Saul Anousis, former is the chairman of Senator Ted Cruz's Michigan campaign, and Jeff Timmer was the Michigan campaign director for candidate John Kasich, governor of Ohio. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
It's great to be with you.